Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you had for LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And I am broadcasting out of Studio B here in Shingle Springs, California. Good to be back. It's been an interesting week. A lot of neat stuff happening. A springtime has sprung out here. And it's extremely beautiful, very green here in California, and I really like it when we drive, I drive to work, and I live in the foothills of the Sierras, and then when you come down into the valley in Sacramento where I work, it's just a beautiful thing to see. I mean, you look out and it's just, the wind is blowing up the sides of the foothills, right as they come down into the valley. And it's like watching water waves go over the ocean. You watch the grass kind of bending, and it looks like waves, wave action. It's very beautiful. I have a Creative Vado video unit that I carry around in my pocket. It's really neat to have this HD capability that, you know, casually you could do videos. So I've been shooting videos of this stuff, and I'm going to put it up on my YouTube page. And also, Dan was asking about my Mind Lab metal detector. I've taken up the hobby of metal detecting and have had a total blast with this stuff. And me and Spencer, my case manager, and my other radio host friend, who he runs a real pain concern. He's over at Fox News Radio, and he is the host of Fox Across America, and he's my case manager and best friend, and we do ghost hunting together, and he's into this too. So we've been looking at ways to mix metal detecting with the paranormal investigation, and we've come up with some ideas. And I spent about an hour on the phone with him today, and we went over our cases that we're going to be getting into. Pretty much have our pick list of three major cases that we want to deal with. One is from last year. To catch up on our Beerman's investigation, we spent an evening at a closed restaurant called Beerman's. It's a restaurant bar in just north of Roseville, California. And so we spent some time there. And we want to do a reveal there and then follow up with another investigation immediately and do an all-night investigation there. So we're looking at contacting the owner there and getting back in and doing the reveal, because we've had the case ready, but we were sick, both to his family and me, myself, and I, and my dad's situation and all that. So things are looking up. We're feeling better. Excuse me. Here I am saying that, and I'm coughing. We're feeling better, and things are looking good. We also have another GRI team member. And for those of you that don't know our organization, I'm the founder of Ghostwriter Investigations. And GRI has our own little group, and we go around investigating places, usually outdoors, but we've taken indoor cases too. And we have a member of ours down in Stockton, California, which is about an hour from Sacramento, who has graciously asked us back to his haunted Masonic Lodge. And so we're going to be going back there, and that's going to be sometime in May. And then and the order of this can flex and vary. We're still getting our schedule worked out, but the Navy investigation will happen, and we have about four investigators that we're going to take with us on that. It's a Navy hospital down near Marin County, and it's extremely haunted. This is probably one of the most active places we will ever go. And I've been in some pretty famous active places, but from what I've heard of this, we're going to have quite the evening. So we're looking forward to that and getting out there and spending a night evaluating the site. And we've been told that we can come back as often as we want. So we'll do a first evaluation of the haunt and see what we have. We may even try a little metal detecting there and see what we can get. Dan Adams is talking about the Kelly Code detectors. That's exactly where I buy mine, and I'm not on their payroll. I'm not going to do a commercial for them, but what I am saying is they give some great deals, and I buy Mine Labs. That's my brand that I buy, and they're some of the best out there. Let's see who we have in the audience tonight. We have Alexandre ESP. We got Cherries Thorne. Hello, Cherries. Dan is my co-pilot tonight. He always shows up first in the guest room, and so big hi to him, and he's a fellow metal detectorist. So we have him here. Ethereal Noesis, hello, my dear. Guest 23688 and 25812, you're from France. We got you there. Mother Jerry, hello, big hug to you. And Mystic Shava, my co-host, who I don't know if she'll dial in tonight or not, but I hope she's feeling better. Everybody, she's had quite the time of it with, I think she had pneumonia. And so, excuse me, boy, I'm coughing really good today. We've had a terrible wind here today, and my sinuses have been really acting up. So I tried to stay in today and deal with cleaning the house. Unfortunately, I kicked up all the dust in the place. So the spring cleaning was fast and furious today. My home, as many of you know, I moved back up to the main ranch house. We have a 7-acre ranch here, and I moved back up to the main ranch house pretty much for the winter and also when I got sick. And so I tried to move back several times here earlier in the spring, and every time I would do that, my father would have another major event, and I'd end up back up there taking care of things. So it looks like fingers crossed here, we got it back under control. I got into this place, and it was horrible. And I carried out all kinds of stuff, and my front porch looks like something out of the third world right now. But I've got it all out there, and I'm letting it all air out there. I don't give a damn. But I've got the inside really pretty well set up, and tomorrow I'm going to finish it with a lot more scrubbing. And then I already did the first blessing in here tonight. One of the things I like to do every spring is when, I do move back in is get the energy, the good energy to come in, clear out the bad stuff. I open and air the house out, and then I do a set of rituals. And I see that she's on the line. Hello. Okay, I'll bring her on in just a second. But what I do is I ask all the good entities out there, and I call upon a certain goddess friend of mine to come in and bless the home, and then watch over things for me. And I light a few candles. And so right now it's rather pleasant in here. And the energy was good. I also, when I do my readings and things like that, I am basically, I spend about 15 minutes meditating. And I found a really great meditation from a company. Actually, I've been doing using their stuff quite a long time, and I don't know that they're doing these meditations anymore, that they're making new ones, but I went out to secretmeditations.com, and I got a membership there, and it looks like they're kind of inactive, But the ones they had out there were really good, and they had a happiness meditation, and I felt really good when I got out of that tonight. So I am feeling pretty darn good. Don't mind the cough, but the rest of it is good. So, but Mystic Shaba is going to be has called in, and so I am going to bring my co-host on. Hello, co-host, come in, Mystic, come in.
How are you, John?
I'm doing good. I mean, it's been an interesting week. Things have been really looking up around here. How about you? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling really good compared to how I was feeling. I'm almost well.
Wow. Are you getting out? I mean, are you still staying inside?
Well, I have been because we have had really bad weather here, lots of rain and lots of wind. But tomorrow I'm out shopping all day because I'm doing a cooking class on Monday, so I have to go shop.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, I have to go to another town. I live in a really small town, and I have to go to an Asian food store because I'm doing a lot of different kinds of Korean, Vietnamese, Chinese, and Japanese wraps, like hand rolls, sushi wraps, like hand rolls, and Vietnamese fresh spring rolls, and Korean lettuce barbecue rolls, and Chinese lettuce rolls, things like that.
Damn, you're making me hungry. So you're actually going to make these? You're going to cook these? Is this something that the class is teaching you, or are you teaching it?
I'm teaching the class.
Ooh, you're a pro.
I used to teach cooking a long time ago in Virginia. But every first Monday of the month, I do a cooking class at our local health food store.
All right. Well, I mean, is it purely Asian cooking that you're doing, or do you do a bunch of different types?
Oh, no, it's different all the time. Like last month, I did a French Moroccan, and it was a holiday or company meal in an hour or less. And no one could believe I could do it. I had to prove it to them. I made 8 dishes that were totally ready in 1 hour.
So, wow.
Yeah, and they're very holiday-worthy dishes, too. So, every month it's a different theme, but it's usually international.
All right. Well, I think you should be putting up a website with all your recipes and stuff, and then we can share it. Come to find out how you do all this. I don't know. I was looking at my mother today. She went out shopping, and I babysat Dad while she was out. And of course, it was funny because thank God I'm in another building because he he's had his issues, and he can be very challenging. He's kind of got his mental state is a little off. So she hit him with a pill. he was all set up to really give me a hard time because he doesn't like me babysitting him. And he lasted 10 minutes after she left, and he was scowling, and all of a sudden I look over and he's going. I wish I'd taken a picture of him because he looked like a little baby and is sitting in the recliner. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, thank God she doped him up good, you know. But when she got back, I noticed in the refrigerator as I was helping put some of the food away, she had a big tin of, or not a tin, but a plastic Tupperware full of the rice ready to cook to make rice cakes tomorrow. So I am in heaven. I love rice cakes. And, you put them, she boils the rice and gets it nice and sticky and all that, and then dumps it all in the Tupperware, and you leave it overnight in the fridge, and then you bring it back out, and then you can make rice cakes with it. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, God, it's a family dinner. You know, it's like, give me more. You know,
I know. Food is such a social thing, and it's so, it's so warming, and it can And people really do need in this country to learn ways to revamp their family recipes so that they're so much more healthier. And that's what people do. They do it all the time. So I think, you know, talking about food is a good thing. And I just discovered something new today. I just finally did something brand new. I was so happy with myself, which is why I was late getting here. I finally learned how to make a movie on my computer because today was the 11th anniversary of my daughter eloping. And, of course, you know, Kate and William had to go and mock them 11 years later. But I found some pictures of when I took them out for dinner and gave them some gifts to honor their elopement, but they did have a wedding and a big shower and everything later in the year. But so I finally got, I made my first movie, and I've been trying for a year, so I felt like I really accomplished something. Anybody who's on my Facebook, go check it out and tell me what you think.
All right. What package did you use to make it?
Just what was on my computer.
So you used the Microsoft Movie Maker, or
that's
was it,
it
that?
Yeah. Windows Live Movie Maker. That's the one.
Yeah, it's odd how we do the same things. I purchased a product called Sony Vegas to make movies, and I'm filming my metal detecting exploits, and we're also going to be doing a lot of work with the GRI videos, and I needed something that would do fairly professional, management of the clips and be able to bring in different timelines and music and do all the mixing and all that stuff. So I've just put that on yesterday, and I am thoroughly confused, and it's going to be about a week of that. But I was able to do mixing the little Top Gun music, and I'm playing around with some different intros and having a good time with it. So in a week, I will have my own, so I'll be doing that and changing my metal detecting YouTube channel around a little bit. I've got a little simple video or intro I do on my video there, but I'm going to get elaborate. I'm going to be doing some. I'm taking and putting the cameras on the Mustang, and going to have my Mustang, my Ford Mustang, which her name is Sarah, by the way, 2005 Fastback, beautiful. And, and it's red. I love my Mustang. But I'm going to have that figure prominently in the display. And then we'll be doing some similar things with the GRI intros, too. So, yeah, I'll tell you what, anybody who has the patience to make movies and work with software that's often buggy and weird, and has to go through all the work. People don't realize what it takes to do that. And kudos to you, because it's tough to do that. It really is. I know what you went through.
Well, I have two other movie makers on my computer, and I didn't know which one to use. So I played around with all three of them and just got myself confused because they're all different. And I just let it go for 2 months, and today I picked up those pictures when I realized it was their elopement anniversary. And I tried it again, and I found out what I was doing wrong, and it was so simple. It was so simple. It was ridiculous. Now, I don't know if the other two are that simple. I'm not ready to go back and try them, but Windows Movie Maker was really simple.
Yeah, they've improved it over the years. What I found, in some of the earlier versions on XP and things like that, it was very buggy. It would explode on you at the at the slightest touch, and you would have to be constantly saving your work as you went along. And I think they have improved it. So, what was the other package I had here? I had another package before, and I'm still running XP on my system in here that I'm on right now. It's also my video mixer. And what was it I was running before? I think it was Corel Video Studio. Yeah, Corel Video Studio, and it was just awful performance on this thing. And so when I went ahead and I've always had good luck with the Sony software, so I bought Vegas, put it on, and wow, what a difference! Talk about stable. So I'm going, oh, thank God,
Well, when you decide that's the one you like best, let me know, because I really do want to get a professional one, because there are some projects I want to do very, very nicely on a very professional project. But you're right about upgrading, because when I used the Windows Movie Maker 6 months ago, it was not this easy. So they have upgraded it, because I always do the upgrades when they bring them out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and I take it you're on like Windows 7, right?
No, I am on Vista.
Oh, you're on Vista. Well, basically the same thing. They've in a matter of fact, I mean, the convergence is almost there. So yeah, you've got the same thing, and they've done a great job with it. I'm going to eventually jump to 7, but it's like I just can't. I've got so much work in this XP system, I just think about trying to upgrade, and I go, oh, God, the pain.
I don't want to break my
drivers, man. That's like pain, unbelievable. No.
Well, I have Windows Professional 2000 on one computer, and I have XP on another, and then Vista is on my laptop. Well, I use my laptop all the time, and I never use the others, but it took me forever. It wasn't until XP came out that I would upgrade from Professional 2000, because it was just awesome. I loved Professional 2000. And I still have it. But I don't really ever use that computer now. I only use my laptop, and it has Vista, and I never did take it off and put something else on it, because, you know, these days, they make it well worth your while to use what comes on it, because they give you so many perks for doing that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. The setup I have here, I mean, I have so much stuff that I pick up along the way, and, you know, I mean, and I'm running the broadcasting studio and do all the things I do. So, I mean, I have a netbook up here that I use to watch, and it runs Unix, and it's actually Ubuntu Linux, and that's used to watch all the callers coming in. So that's up at eye level now, and I've got a gateway that does, you know, with XP on it, that does all the broadcast work here in Studio B, and I've got the Windows 7, you know, disk with the code and everything I need, and I'm ready to go, but I just can't bring myself to do it just yet. I just go, I want to be able to back out of it, man. So I'm thinking about getting a 1 terabyte drive and doing a backup of the whole, you know, C drive, and have that just available in case I want to restore. But excuse me. But hey, let's see. We got an hour 37 minutes. I just want to let people know we are going to be doing readings tonight, and we are going to be doing a little soul streaming for those that want to dial in and contact those that have passed, that their loved ones and friends that they may want to speak with. We do that here. I also do readings on air, and so does Mystic. She's an experienced medium herself. So we can take your calls, and the number is, 646-478-0377. Let's say it again. I'll get my best NBC voice. The number is 1-646-478-0377. And I could make money doing this. As a matter of fact, one of the things I've set up here in studio is tomorrow I'm going to finish this out, is I have a portable studio booth that I can set up. It's actually one of those little cubes that you can, the expandable cubes, and you put audio foam in there. And I have a special microphone that I have just sitting right here. It's a blue, Blue Yeti. Yeah, Blue Yeti THX certified microphone. This thing is just it's actually beautiful. I have a fascination with microphones, like my friend Spencer, and so I've got this mic, and I've already tested it out, and it just turns my voice into silk. So, I mean, I may sound good on the microphone I'm on right now, but you should hear me on this other mic. So I'm going to be doing voiceovers, and matter of fact, I'll be doing voiceovers for other radio shows that are interested in having my voice, introduce them, because I'm doing voiceover work and enjoying that. But, let's see. So I'm going to, no callers yet. Again, we are open for people to call in and get readings. If not, you're going to listen to us just chat back and forth, and it'll be 2 hours of that. But I don't care. Let's keep going.
Well, I think that Cherry wants to call in. She said something about it in the room.
Oh, really? Okay. Watch that.
Oh,
is Quinny in? Oh, my God, Quinny's here. I haven't seen Quinny in forever. I just see her out on Facebook quite a bit. We got Troy Shadow just popped in. Hey, Gerber. Oh, God, everybody's showing up. Hey, good to see you guys. Yeah, we're looking for callers to call in to do readings and stuff like that. So Quinny, major hint, she's GRI. She's GRI East at this point. I'll just say that much. She's GRI Jersey, I think. Jersey, New Jersey? You're going to hit me if I get it wrong. I remember, I think where you are. Are you in Queens? I can't remember which place you're in. But Quinny is, she's got her own show, I think, here on Blog Talk. You know, she works with Kathy over Kathy's Distant Echo. So, and just reading.
I think
like
not.
That.
Or is it Monday afternoon at 5, I think, is Quinny's show. I think. It's on Monday, though. I know that.
Yeah. I have been so terrible. I mean, I've been, with all the stuff going on with Dad, I just have been barely on Blog Talk. And just now, I mean, starting to get back to a regular schedule. And so it's kind of neat to see the changes that have gone on. And Blog Talk has done a bunch of stuff, too, that's been interesting. As I just saw a bunch of notices about that they changed their domains now around. So now I look at my control board, and it's my.blogtalk.com. If you log in, all your stuff is on this separate website that they have now. So it seems to be working. So kudos to the Blog Talk Radio folks. I really like the changes they've been making to the site. I don't know about you guys, but it really is making a difference. By the way, I got a question to ask everybody here who knows. And Mystic, you probably know how to do this. I didn't write this down, but three of you in the chat room have the icons. And I am on my computer here in my B studio, and I cannot get this icon thing to work. How the hell do you do this icon thing? I mean, it's like every time somebody shows me, I forget it, and I'm going to go, and I try to find the menus. I'm going, where the hell do you do this?
I know it's in a stupid place, so it's hard to remember, but. I'll tell you what, click on me, like a private message window on me, and then I'll go out and come back in, because you have to do it after I leave. The person has to be gone from chat completely.
Okay, so I click on you and go private.
Yeah, in a private window, and as soon as you have it open, let me know, and I'll get out of here.
Okay, there you go. I've got it open.
Okay, now I'm going to leave the room, and you leave that window open. And now go down to the little arrow above the send message. It says, okay, I'm gone. Go down to the little arrow and click on it, and then click on view profile.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then click on, I'm trying to remember what's after view profile.
I see your profile with your avatar.
Oh, well, okay, then you must have clicked on it before I was fully gone. I mean, I might have looked gone, but you know how BTR is. Let's see. Come back home.
Let me see.
It shouldn't be showing you mine.
It's got it. I've got it. Edit your profile. I clicked on it again, and this time it came back with edit your profile. And so now I've got the different, so I'm going to, because I like that orange sherbet thing that you have, and I have the same thing.
Yeah,
so go ahead,
like
click it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm orange. I'm an orange sherbet like you.
I call it an orange a carnelian crystal ball because it looks like a carnelian to me. I know Quinny says it looks like a basketball, but I don't think it does, so...
I think it looks like Mars or an orange sherbet
I have lots of stones. I collect stones and it looks just like an orange carnelian to me. So that's why you call it a carnelian crystal ball.
Well, that is a neat trick. I keep forgetting that you need help to do it. It's like you got to get somebody else to help you do that, and once you get that going.
Click on a guest. Guests don't usually stay through the whole show, so they'll leave, and then as soon as they leave, you can do it. That's what most people do. But did you find it? Did you get all the way in there?
Yeah, I'm all set. So you can come back in and.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm now like you. We are two peas in a pod.
All right.
Thanks for doing that. Yeah, in Studio A, I have my Linux box that does all the show functions for browsers and things like that, and I've got it there, and it always comes up now. It's like it remembers me on that computer for some reason. And thank God I got this now. So I'm the same both places. Ooh, I feel so good now.
Even if you... only come in as a guest, it's still going to be there. It won't go away.
Okay, and I'm looking at and that's what I'm seeing is it's the same. Let's see, how does it work? Cherry Thorn, how does it work? Do you call in and we just listen for somebody to talk? It depends on what you want. If you do readings with us, one is that, Gerber Daisy is jumping right in there. I can actually record... using an FM radio with white noise to kind of be the feed source for the spirits to come through. And what they do is they're able to basically modulate that. And I can record those modulations. And then I have filters that I've learned over time to be able to bring their voices out a little bit clearer for me to hear. And I go through and record about 1-2 minutes, depends on how I feel about it at the time and just trusting my instincts. We generally go with a couple of questions and then come back with the answer. And it takes a while. It takes a good 15 minutes for a single reading to go through the whole thing and then construct the whole exchange. And it's a process. And there's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of good memories that happen because of it. The other way to do it is straight mediumship, which I'd also do, and I'm really pretty good with names. They seem to have the ability to pop names into my head, and I generally get it right, or I'm darn close. Mystic here is also great at this stuff, and she pops in and we kind of tag team on the reading when she's in with me, and so we do that. So that it's really kind of nice. If you want to, you kind of name your poison when you come in. Sometimes I will, however, feel that one method may work better than another. And that's usually my guides popping in and going, no, we want to do it this way. And I go, okay, go with what you want. And so sometimes we do override that. We'll say, I think it's going to go better this way. And so I just trust what they give me. And believe me, they are here tonight. They made their presence very clear to me. And matter of fact, the first thing I happened when I got up was, you're going to clean your house tonight, John, or today, John. That was the thing that I got when I woke up, and I'm going, oh, God, come on, guys, I'm too tired for this. Nope, you have to do it. And I'm glad I did because it feels so good in here tonight. So looks like the chat room, fairly bunch of people here. Yeah, got Troy Shadow, Quinny's there, Mystic, Brother Jerry, got a bunch of guests, and all the rest here, Cherry Storm, Daniel, Ethereal Noesis, Gerber Daisy. So all the regulars here. Been talking with Kathy. I was hoping she'd pop in a little bit for Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes. So saw her. Her and I were interacting on Facebook. It's been a while since we've been talking back and forth. So I've been wanting to see her pop in and hopefully hear from her. And I'll try to pop in on her show a little bit tomorrow and see what's going on. Although I don't even know what her schedule is like anymore. Been some time since I've been in there. So anyway, let's see. Oh, we do have a caller. But the hand is not up. The hand is not up. I'll wait till the hand goes up. There goes the hand. What were you saying, Mystic?
I was saying Kathy has two shows tomorrow. She has Lens at 2 and then Nick at 5 or 7. I can't remember.
Say again, she's on at what, 7?
Well, I think Nick is on, I think, at 7 now, but Lynn is on at 2. And I'm talking Eastern time, so then you'd have to adjust that for West Coast time.
I'm wondering how she's doing that, because I thought blog limited us to a single show per day. So she must have some some magic powers or something. You know,
she has a couple of days where she has two shows on. So, yeah, she's got the power.
Well, I am going to have to talk to her about that and find out more, because I want to increase some of the numbers of shows I'm doing and things like that. But it's, you know, it's just, you know, it's been a challenging year just to get back on my feet and get back into this game. So it's good to be back at it. But we do have a couple of callers out there. I got one listener, it looks like, just one that does not have the hand up. But we got one, excuse me, one that does have the hand up. So 702, you are on the air. And what's your name?
Elissa.
Who?
Elissa.
Hello, Elissa. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was just calling in, listening to your guys' show, and seeing what you guys do readings and all that.
Yep, we do that.
Awesome. I've just Blog Talk Radio, something fairly new to me, so I'm still getting used to all of it. And so I just had a few questions. A question is, where do you see me going as far as in a working business environment or business decision?
The first thing I got with you right off the bat was water, and water in the form of ocean. I see you near ocean, near lake, or like a big lake or ocean scene, like water. It was like a predominantly, you know, you're in the vicinity of water. I just feel like it's a geographical thing. Are you near water right now? I mean, do you live near the ocean or something like that?
No, not at all.
I'm going to say that this is a future view. I mean, just instinct, the way this is coming across is that you are going to be near, from a career standpoint, moving to a place with lots of water. And it feels like ocean to me. I mean, literally coastal. I don't know what part of the country you're in. I don't know where 702 is, but I do know this. It feels eastern or southern-ish. You know, like eastern United States seaboard, southern-ish, South Carolina, Florida, you know, maybe Gulf, kind of that vicinity. It just feels that way to me. Now, as far as career, I don't know what the job will be. It feels like it's related to the water. And that's all I can say right off. I mean, Mystic, are you getting anything?
Actually, I was feeling like there's some block. There's some difficulty that she's experiencing, but I think it's because she is in the wrong location. So that makes sense when you say you feel like she's going to move and she's not right now near water, because I just see that where she's at, there's a block that's preventing her, and it's because she's in the wrong location. But for some reason, I'm not getting a real clear reading here on her. I don't know if I'm just not properly prepared.
No, I'm having the same. Yeah, I'm having the same thing. It just seems like there's. If I had to pin it down, someone or something is trying to prevent you from going out of the situation you're in, and it's like something is actively working to keep you where you wanting you to stay where you're at. And if I had to pin it down even further, it would be that there's in your mind there's some unhappiness or not some dissatisfaction at the least with the current situation, and that it desperately needs change. That would be the instinct I have on it right off the bat. And I do feel a male involved in this. And I'm not sure that it's like a husband type relationship, but it's going to, it's somebody of authority.
You're right on that.
Yeah. It's an authority figure, and he's not the nicest person. And he's, if I had to even really get it further, you never know when he's going to go off.
Right.
And so it's got you constantly on edge, and this is not healthy for you. if I had to even take it further, what I'm being directed to say is plan in secret and don't advertise what you're trying to do. Make your arrangements quietly behind the scenes, and then when you move, move quickly. But okay. I feel like the water feature seems to be predominant in this, and I feel like it is something that is really good for you. You need some place that's full of life, some place that's full of the magic of the water. It seems like that's your element, and that's what you do best in. And I think it would fit your astrological profile. Now, I'm not into astrology as an expert or anything, but I've been studying it, and I'm finding there's a lot of interesting things in it that are congruent with my thinking. And I'm a Cancer male myself, and I am quintessential Cancer all the way. I'm right down to mid-cusp, baby. And But as I've gotten older, I'm less melancholy as I've gotten older. I'm much happier. But what it is in your case, I don't know what your sign is, but I do know that water seems to fit you really well and that you feel good around it, and you need life around you. You're like a plant that needs water.
Yeah.
Lots of it. And and you would be so much happier. It would just fit you, and it's the kind of lifestyle that changed that would perk you up, and you would be full of energy and new friends, and family would be coming out to see you, and other old friends would be going, "Oh my God, she's radiant." That's the thing I would see for you within 2 years. It will take you, I would say, right off the bat, I'm going to say 6 months to get this whole thing really put into play to make that kind of a shift. Getting rid of things seems to be the important thing right now. Getting rid of old connections, old stuff, selling off things, getting a fund to put together, having it all ready to go, making the connections, for the interviews and taking trips and trying places on. That seems to be the predominant thing I see in the immediate future for you, so that you can get this going. And the assignment your guides are giving you through, they're telling me, your assignment is to get off your butt and get moving. and they're daring you to dream and dream big. So you really need to do this. This is big. They want you moving, and they want you out of this situation you're in.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And are you into some kind of sport? Are you into some kind of unusual sport?
No. Unusual sport,
How do you feel about surfing?
I can't do it. Actually, no, I love surfing, but I'm not very good at it, though.
Guess what?
But I do love the ocean, so.
Guess what? I think you're going to meet somebody. Are you currently single? Or are you currently, like, you're not in a relationship?
I am in a relationship, yes.
Is this the situation you're going to get away from? I don't want to push too hard here.
No, that's
okay.
A situation.
Is this something that he's going to go with you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What I see is that you're going to take up something like surfing or being on the water more than just living there. You're going to be doing a lot in the water, and this is what you need. So I'm just getting, it's either going to be surfing or the kite surfing or something like that, something really physical for you, and it'll be really good for you, and it'll help your upper body strength and stuff like that. Your body needs this, and it needs to be in the water. So I really, that's why I see so much of you with the water thing. You're going to be so happy. And,
it's funny that you say that, because I was debating whether to take a drive down to the beach this weekend. And I was going to be leaving tonight to go to the beach to rejuvenate myself.
I think you need to do that, don't you?
Yeah. If it's not safe to go out tonight, go out tomorrow. But you need some personal time to go make these decisions and look it over and try and be patient with yourself. Try different places on and see how they feel. And when you hit the right one, it's going to be like hitting the jackpot. You're going to feel it and you're going to know. and you know, and take your significant other and go out there and, you know, work through that together, and then you, and you'll build a new life, and it'll be much more pleasant than the situation you're in right now. Give yourself permission to be happy. That seems to be, in spite of all the bad news, in spite of all the terrible news and how immediate, oh, my God, the economy is going to fall and, oh, this and that, 98% of humanity is doing just fine. We all get up and go to work, you know, and we're doing pretty well. And, you know, things are good. And I get with you, you've got a big, bright star ahead of you. So I that's my reading for you.
Okay, and, well, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. And Mystic, anything to add on there?
Well, just where you kept seeing water, I kept seeing bright sunshine. Well, sunshine and water go together. But I wanted to ask her, since I kept seeing the sun so brightly, are you or the person you're in a relationship with a Leo?
No. Is he Leo? I don't believe he is. What month is Leo?
Well,
it would be July, August.
Late July through late August.
No, it would be February. So, no, he's not a Leo either,
You're Pisces then, right?
Bright sun, I'm either going to think, okay, we're talking a beach area or we're talking about a sun sign as a Leo. And since I keep just getting a lot of block, like something's holding you back from right where you are, that it's a location issue. And but I don't try to pick up as much because it's John's show, so maybe that's why. Unless something just really hits me, you know, I usually hold back. But that's all I kept getting for the most part, is you have a big location issue, and the location's the problem. You need to leave where you are.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Well, hon,
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You definitely stay in touch with us and let us know how it goes. I'll make a point to remember this one. This is a special one because you've got some really neat things to bring the world. I think the water stuff is going to be neat, but what the final parting thought? You could be in something very creative. And I think you're going to make a big splash when you do it, literally. Forget the pun with the water, but I think it will make a big, you will become well known doing it. So, I want to see.
Okay, thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Oh, God bless.
You too.
All right. And I had something very disturbing show up on my private message here. Quinny got really sick and had to leave the room, and she had some surgery on her elbow, and I'm hoping that she'll I hope she's staying on. Quinny, if you need help, definitely get somebody to go take you to the doctor or whatever, because what I just saw, she overheated, and she says she fainted. And she bunged up the elbow that she had surgery on, and now she says she's going to try again for the next show. So I'm worried about my friend, and I think I have her phone number. So after the show, I'm going to try to give her a call, even though it's going to be way late out there. She's on the East Coast. So,
the computer and didn't see her message in the chat room, because sometimes when I'm in front of the computer, I have a hard time picking up. I have to walk away from the computer. Do you ever have that problem with electronics?
Actually, after 30, I spent, you know, I'm a senior computer, programmer in aerospace, and I've had spirits appear in computer rooms. You know, it's like, to me, it's like, okay, I can do this. You know, I'm one with the electron, man. I'm one with the electron, man.
I know, I've worked really hard at that, because I started this, I guess when I decided to do readings professionally, I started with removing all electronics from my space. So, you know, then I realized, you know, that's not going to work. And so I gradually started getting used to doing it, adding more and more electronic stuff around me. But on occasion, I still feel like it does block me. It's very strange.
Well, you know, it's so funny. It's one of the things that when I was doing my spring cleaning today was that I discovered that, and I really never noticed this before, but I have a huge collection of watches. And I realized today, and I actually had to put a pile of them together to take to the jeweler and to watch repair, to have them all repaired, that these watches are, they last about 6 months of me and then they explode.
Wow.
Yeah, I blow up watches. I don't know what it is, but it's like I brought this, I bought a new solar Casio, and I thought, ooh, this is a neat model. And it was only $30, but it had something the others didn't, which was it was totally solar powered, which I thought, oh, that's cool. It's got the tide calculator.
Yeah.
So, if I'm out, metal detecting, I can tell when the tide's going to come in, and I can look and see, so I don't get caught up in the tsunami. And, so.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I had it 2 weeks and I got a big scratch across the top, and I don't know how the hell I did it. And I really worry about it. It's like, I get these watches and I go, God, I want the crystal not to get scratched. And I scratched it. Inevitably I scratch it.
Oh,
the other thing is that they like blow up. They quit working for just no apparent reason.
Well,
and I don't know what it is to do. I mean, I don't get it. Why? Why do I blow up timepieces? I don't know,
but it's really funny that you say that, because there's very, very few psychic mediums I know that don't have some kind of issue with electronics in one way or another. And I personally, every time I walk near a fax, it is not going to work. It's going to go crazy until I leave the building. And light bulbs, I can't go near one without it blowing up. It's the same thing. I moved to an apartment a few years ago so I wouldn't have to shovel snow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my light over my stove is a special kind of bulb. You can't go to the store and buy it. They have to be ordered from, some place where unusual bulbs come from. And my apartment manager is just crazy, because every single 2 weeks, and they should last over a year, every 2 weeks, I'm blowing one up.
Holy. Well, that's weird that you would say that, because guess what happened this morning? My lamp that's right by my bedside, this is my first couple of days back in the house, and I went to turn it on just after I did all the spring cleaning, and sure enough, it made this big fizzle, and I go, oop, okay. So I had to go get a new one, and I've been noticing strange stuff happening. And I had a little disturbing discovery in the bathroom. This is actually a few weeks ago I found this, but I found that I came in one day and I hadn't been in the place. I was only coming in about once a week to, just check things and, air it out a little bit. And it was cold weather. And I came in and I smelled smoke, and I got into the bathroom and the ground fault interrupter circuit. There's a little, they call them GFIs. They're, where you plug in your hair dryer in the bathroom, and it's got this little circuit breaker thing in it. That had actually caught fire and actually had, and it had popped and it, the fire had put itself out. And so my house nearly burned down. And I was really shocked at it. I mean, so tomorrow morning I've got, I'm taking my car in to get smogged, and I'm going to stop and I've got to turn the power off here in the studio and take the, de-energize that circuit, and then I can go in and work on it. So I'm going to take that out tomorrow morning first thing. But
yeah,
oh my God, it was weird, man. I felt like spirits are like around me going, yeah, we put that out.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
We took care of it,
dude. I was just going to say that only a person who's lived in California is going to have a clue what you mean by getting your car smogged. Oh, my gosh. I used to say that so much when I lived there, and people were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's California is eternally addicted to regulation and increasingly taxing us to death. Sacramento is seen with great disdain from us, we up here in the foothills, who are much more conservatively bent. They like to spend our money, and they want to do more things with it, and they take in more and more, and they spend more than they take in. And one day, they're going to run out of the gravy train, but that's a whole new story. But anyway, smogging is the act of measuring the smog emissions from a car, and they have California special emission controls laws. And so I have to take the Mustang in. My poor Sarah has to have a I'm going to say this. My poor Sarah has to have a rectal exam tomorrow, and I've got to pay for it.
Well, you know, we always used to say in California that in the state of California, driving is truly a privilege because it is not cheap to own a car in California.
No, it isn't. Matter of fact, I mean, I was going to buy this just, you know, a couple of months back, and I had to postpone it because I had a very large tax bill paying Uncle Sam. But I am going to, I'm kind of watching what I'm spending for the next couple of months, and then I'm going to pick up a Honda PCX, which is a scooter. It 125cc scooter, and it'll get 110 miles per gallon. So I am definitely going to be going to that direction to cut the driving bill for my commute down. And I'm seeing them all over the place now. They're everywhere. It's like people have discovered scooters, and so I think we're going to look like Italy pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
So, uh-huh. Yeah, so there'll be a talk and a like this. Hey, from California. Yeah, hey.
You know, they were very popular in the late 80s, and they're coming back, and that's a great thing. I know in Texas, everybody had them in the 80s.
Yeah, well, I like the Hondas. I mean, I saw it all. I could actually have, like, a scooter for a third the price that a Honda would be, but the scooters that are drop-shipped, you know, where you just order them and they drop a box off at your house and you assemble it, are usually Chinese made, and finding parts for them is just awful. And I reasoned out, pay me now or pay me later, you know. So the Honda PCXs are right about $3,400, and I'm going to pay cash, so it's going to be out the door. It'll be $4,000 when I'm done. But you know, you add up the costs for the payback on your investment, with gas going up to about $6 a gallon is what they're thinking. I think I'll be able to pay my money back pretty quick. So, you know, it's just this is the new reality. I mean, this government seems intent upon, you know, weaning us off one way or another, the gasoline thing. And, okay, fine, you know, we'll just go to more fuel-efficient vehicles and we'll still go around and do what we want. I don't know what they think they're trying to do to us. You know, are we all going to sit around and, you know, sing Kumbaya? And the little villages, no, I totally intend to exercise my right to go wherever the hell I want. So I'm making my choice, damn it. So they are. But yes, yes, California has its own unique culture in Sacramento. Everyone else, we let the dirt spread. But it's an interesting time here because they are becoming very aware that they have overdone it with all the infrastructure and budgets and all that. And there's going to be some axes coming out here and cutting the budgets. And I think a lot of people are going to be feeling, I think, a little better about it once they start getting serious about this. But the country as a whole is going through it, but we really are getting it here. And we're seeing it up close and personal. But, you know, my intention is to escape from the People's Republic and move to Arizona where I can be free anyway when I retire. And besides that, there's a special spiritual connection I have with northern Arizona, and I don't know what it is quite yet, but I really feel good every time I go there. But I love it here in Shingle Springs. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be here a few more years, but soon I will be out there in northern Arizona, retired and doing professional readings all the time and riding around on my PCX.
I'm still looking for a place to move, and I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to Sedona in November. So who knows, if I just fall in love with it and can't leave, I may end up there too. I have no idea.
Yeah, I stayed in Sedona last September. I was out there, and I spent a week near Prescott with a good friend of mine out there. and spent 3 days there and fell in love with Prescott. I mean, it's going to be a toss-up between Prescott, Sedona, and, what's the Flagstaff. So that's the Great Triangle there. And I had some very unique spiritual experiences there when I was there, last September. I had things happen to me I'd never had happen, and I've been doing this 30 years. You know, I've been working with metaphysics and being around different spiritual systems and trying a little bit of everything to see what worked and what didn't. And I think the most unique experience was sitting up on Bell Rock on the on top of one of those big spires, and I actually climbed to the top of one of these big spires and sat there and meditated. And something told me to open my eyes, and I opened my eyes and looked, and there was everything was I was it's surrounded like by a blue flame, and I was in the middle of it, and everything looked blue, and it was the strangest sensation to see that, and it stayed for a good 10 minutes. I mean, I was blown away. I've never seen anything like that in my life, and it slowly dissipated, and. So, yeah, I guarantee you, Mystic, when you do go out there, I think you're going to have some interesting experiences.
Well, I have a question for you. This is a comment first. I've had a lot of spiritual experiences in Tucson, so I love Tucson, but I've never been to Sedona. And with what you were just describing, where was that at again? You were near Prescott when you had that happen?
Well, there are what are called vortexes in and around Sedona. That's what made it famous, was the vortex experiences. Dick Sutphin is the kind of the guy who brought that all under, he felt these things. And it turned out not only did he know about it, but the government knew about it because it was causing all sorts of interferences with navigation, aircraft navigation. And there's a lot of UFO sightings out there and that kind of thing. So anyway, one of these vortexes, the most famous one, is Bell Rock, because it's such a predominant feature when you first enter into Sedona from the south, from coming up from Phoenix up the highway. And you turn towards Sedona off this one side road, and you drive up this highway, and it's a dramatic sight. It looks like a big bell, and it's got these giant spires, and you literally climb up 600 feet, and you get a commanding view of the valley below, and it's just stunning. And I climbed up. I mean, I literally worked. I hoofed it up there, you know, and I just was starting to get sick with that problem I had where I had the operation. So I was suffering a little bit getting up there, but I got up there, and what an experience! What a memory! I mean, it's just you have to do it. I mean, when you get there, you go see Bell Rock, and you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll come back, and you're going to be going, "Well, man."
Definitely. Yeah, I know what Bell Rock looks like. I haven't been there, but my question to you was, you've been to Garden of the Gods, right?
I've heard that said before. By the way, I do see the caller out there, so I just want you to know I see you, 810. But anyway, keep going.
Well, Garden of the Gods is just outside of Colorado. Colorado Springs. My brain was blank for a minute there. Colorado Springs. And oh my God, to me, that is like not even in this world. It's like a total out of body experience anytime you're at Garden of the Gods. And it's a very large area. There's a lot of, oh my gosh, there's so many things. I mean, you're going in and out of canyons and up on top of mesas, and you can go up the side of a mountain pretty much, just like steps on, you know, almost a straight, a sheer 90-degree, sheer vertical mountain face, you know. It's like steps up next to a waterfall, and it's just incredible. And to me, I never can go there without feeling like I am out of body. It is just amazingly spiritual. And I've always thought Sedona, the way people describe it, must be similar.
Absolutely, that is absolutely true. See, across the whole planet, there are these vortexes that come that the planet seems to be able to bring these energies through, and it's electrical in nature and much more. And there are four or five major vortexes in and around Sedona, but they are not necessarily the only ones in the United States. And I think there's a website. I don't know if someone can go out and Google this and then post it in the chat room. But there is a vortex site out there that shows you all the different ones available worldwide, and shows you the U.S. ones. And there are many, many smaller ones. This is what we run into in paranormal investigation when you go out and we talk about, oh, my God, they stepped into a vortex, you know, or there's a portal. It's the same thing. It's just some of these are friggin' big. I mean, they are huge, man. And you're driving through them, and you keep driving through them. Boynton Canyon is one that's just huge. I mean, I felt that thing from a mile away, and when I got into it, it was like, oh, my God, you know, I mean, you're just surrounded by this amazing energy, and it's just rejuvenating as hell. I had a great time in there. I hiked for 4 hours through that thing and had just an amazing, amazing time in there. And it's just, there's nothing like it. It's, there it is, www.vortexmaps.com. Thanks, Jerry's. And so it's, I would hazard the guess that you were in a vortex there at Garden of the Gods.
Well, that's why it's called Garden of the Gods, because of the energy and the out-of-body experience that people have when they go there. I mean, you know, when you're walking around a Garden of the Gods, you know how you must look because of how you feel, but you know because everyone you pass looks like they're seeing something that is not of this world. They just have that look on their face. Everybody's like, ah.
Yeah, it's these power spots are well known to Native Americans and to anybody who has any degree of sensitivity. You immediately pick up on it, and even folks that are not so sensitive, they still you watch their reactions, and their body is reacting to it, and they may not be physically aware of it, but they are, you know, they are being affected by it, and it's this and these places have this draw about them, and I've felt it in a number of places throughout the United States. I've traveled extensively across the U.S. and continental and outside Hawaii and Alaska. And in all these places I've been, you come across these spots. But the more dramatic ones seem to be out west. You know, there's several in California. There's, Yosemite, I think, has one that's just there's a feeling in there of that intense spirituality. And it's a holiness, and it's just amazing. But hey, we've got this poor 810 out there who's been so patient.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and bring 810 on. Hello, 810. What's your name, and what can we do for you?
Hi, this is Deanie. I was just wondering if I can get a reading.
You bet we. That's what we're here for.
Or if you have any spirits that come through that want to say something, that's fine too.
Okay. Do you have any specific question, or do you just want to just go with what we feel right off the bat?
Just go with what you feel.
I got the name George right off the bat. Somebody named George, and I don't know who this is. If it's not George, it's going to be a G-E-O or J-O type name. But I got that name right off the bat. I got a mail, and this person has passed. Did you know a George who's passed?
No, there's a J-O, John.
There's a J-O? Okay. It could be. I mean, I can't get it wrong, but I got this J-O, G, or G-E, I got George, All right, but anyway, and it's a male, right? John being a male, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
Passed for quite some time, on the order of better than 3 years?
No, just coming up on a year.
Okay. Am I getting 3 years? Was there an illness prior to that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did that start 3 years, 2 years before the death?
Yeah, it could have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. Okay, so this was a process. Was it? I don't get that he was really all that old.
No.
I get that. Would I be in the right vicinity? 40s, 50s?
50s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to, I feel like it's an accident, but I don't think it's an accident. What the hell? What's he showing me? If I had to guess, it's some sort of injury to the head. Something happened with his head. And it happened because of the illness. Something with the illness happened and caused this thing in the head. I'm getting a head thing. What is he pointing his hand for? I'm trying to understand it, but if I had to say it, it would be some sort of a complication from the disease that he had. And if I had to guess, it would be like a mini stroke or a stroke type thing, or something that affected the way his mind worked at the end. I mean, I could be way off on this, but I'm just going to commit and go with that. I mean, what did he die of?
Cancer. It was bone cancer.
Did it get into the brain?
No, he was still pretty much there.
I would hazard to guess he was having, it went all over the place. That he kept pointing at his head. He's pointing at his head like pain in the head, and it, something happened with the head. It feels like was it sudden when he happened? I mean, when it did happen, was he fine one minute and then he just was checked out, or was it a process?
It was a little bit of a process, but at the end there, it was like we thought, you know, like in May he was doing good, and then he passed away in July. So it's like all of a sudden something came on.
Yeah, so it was like 1, 2, 3, you know, just in a matter of a week or two, boom, you know.
About a month or two.
Okay. Did he...
But I have a lot that has passed over, so it could be.
No, I'm just getting... Well, I think we're on the right guy. I'm just trying to understand. He seems to be very confused. I mean, in the way he's pointing, I mean, I'm trying to read him, and he's hard to read. I mean, he's pointing at his head, and I don't know, did they do anything around his head? Was there some sort of tubes or something in his throat? Or, I mean, he's insisting on pointing out this thing with a head, and it could be throat. It could be something with a tube, or something was done to him where they put things down, and they were having to pull fluids out or something like that.
Earlier on, he did end up going into ICU because they put a tube down his throat, and that he ended up getting, he ended up, everything went down, spiraled downhill after they did that because he wasn't going to the bathroom, so they were trying to pump his stomach, and they gave him all kinds of stuff to, you know, get him going.
Yeah, that's okay. That would make more sense. He's insisting that it seemed to, you know, that's the thing I kept getting is some sort of event that he was pointing at with his head. So it would be, that would be the place they were doing all the work, and it was all going down through there.
And
he didn't like that at all. He's relieved to be out of it. I mean, you know, he's fully crossed over, and he's come back and visited, you know, everybody involved, and I think including you. And, have you sensed a presence in the home, or did you have, like, dreams after he passed?
Yeah, I've had dreams about him here and there.
Yeah, and he's a really neat guy. I like his energy. He's pretty animated.
Yeah.
Very weird sense of humor, I would say. I think he had a weird sense of humor, to say the least. Was he a practical joker?
Yeah.
Kind of a guy always trying to make people laugh. And he would try weird things, and sometimes it would backfire, and it wouldn't work right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the right guy. I'm getting, was he married? I mean, did he marry?
No, but they used to say they were, but they weren't.
Did he have a daughter?
Yes, he has a daughter.
Yeah, okay. The daughter has had more contact with him, I think, than anybody. I think that he's really been looking in on her. There's some concerns there that he's showing me. He's really, it's like he's got his eye on and he's watching closely what's going on with her. So I don't know what she's, you know, what's going on in her life and all that, but he seems to have some concerns, and he's it's not life-threatening stuff, but he's making, let's just say he's watching her choices carefully. Mm-hmm. That would be a nice way to put it. And she's going to, and the thing I get from him is she's going to have to learn the hard way. So I don't know what that's about, but, you know, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, she doesn't keep in contact with anybody pretty much.
Well, she's into some, she's putting herself into positions that she's going to learn some hard lessons. And it's not, it's economic stuff, I think it would be, it's not like it's going to end her life or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she's taking some risks, and she's pulling some fast moves, and the universe is going to teach her the hard way. That's kind of the thing I'm getting there. And she's a bit impulsive, so that's kind of the sense I get there with her, and what he's going through with that. But he's wise enough to know that's what she signed on for. But he's still trying to help guide her, you know. And she's not the best at listening. Would be the thing that I get out of him on this. What's the thing with the cars? Why am I cars? You show me cars. Lots of cars. Old cars. Was he into old cars or something? Did he have like a love of cars or something like that? Or did he have an old car?
He used to have one years and years ago.
Are you talking about like a Model A?
I'm talking, what I saw was like a 30s, 40s, 50s type variation, you know, big fins, the whole bit. You know, I don't know. I'm not an expert on cars beyond Mustangs. I love Mustangs. But this seemed more of the big, fat, thin, you know, caddy, you know, big, you know, showy type vehicle. I mean, that's just kind of the sense I have of it.
Yeah, I don't think he had one. But he did have like a 60-something Corvette when he was younger. You know, like
yeah.
a show car. But, yeah, he did drive around in the Cadillacs and stuff like that, too, when he was younger.
Yeah, that's just, it's just a sense of a, you know, what he's trying to do is validate his, you know, generally what they do when we read like this is they're trying to validate where they're coming from and, you know, that it is them and, you know, bring up little points like this. And then you see a picture in your mind and you just, you know, and he's using my past images, so he's just pulling into my brain and saying, okay, you know, show him this, and here's what I want to say. And they just do that, and you're like going, I got to interpret that. Okay, I'll do this. But but I mean, I get that he liked that, and he liked to go. He wasn't like into speed, but he liked his drives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked getting out and doing things, and he had an eye for the women. Yeah, definitely liked looking at women. They like looking at him too.
Yeah.
But interesting fellow. Yeah, big flirt. What I'd see him concerning with you. He's talking about. I don't think it's a move, but I think it's something with a house.
Yeah. I'm picking up a lot of stuff about a house and another past relative.
A house and what?
Another past relative, a woman. I was going to ask you, how are you related to John? Is he your dad?
No, he's my brother.
Your brother. Oh, okay. Which one of you are living in a family home that's been in the home for more than a couple of generations?
None of us.
None of you?
No. When he passed, he was living with my sister.
Who in your family has a home that's been in the family for a couple of generations or more?
Nobody.
I'm getting something future with home. I mean, that's kind of the sense I was getting. It was a feeling of some activity with the home, renovation, something. There's something going on with the home. And if it's not a renovation type thing, it's something to do with the maintenance or something needs to be done with the home. And so he's kind of got a concern about that, and he's kind of watching over that with regard to you. So I don't know what this is, but it seems to be, if I had to guess, there's a concern about the electrical or heating, just in the immediate sense. I, you know, Mystic, I think you're...
Well, let me ask. do you know an old a relative that, I don't know, I guess she would be like your great-grandmother or great-great-aunt or something, named Mimi or Trini or something with an I like that?
I'm Deanie.
You're Deanie. Okay, well, this woman, as soon as you got on the phone, she immediately came to me, and she is talking up a storm. But she's like from, you know, early 1900s period, late 1800s, you know, when they still wore long dresses. This woman is like Victorian age woman. And I'm picking her up as a relative, but.
I didn't know my relatives back then, so it could be.
Is there someone that does the family, has the family tree, has all the relative stuff?
No, but I have been interested in that lately.
It's going to be a name like Florence or something like that. That's the name. It's a flowery name. Okay.
She keeps telling me about this house. She is very concerned about this house. Now, I was feeling that it was a family home, but if there's nobody that has a family home, then I must be picking her up wrong, but she's talking about a house, and there is some concern about this house, and she is very concerned. I mean, she keeps talking about it like they have to understand about this house, and I don't really understand the message.
I would say her name is going to be like a Florence or a floral type name, you know, Violet or something like that. It's going to be classical. 19th century type name, you know, something that would have been, that's the name I'm getting, the type of name. I'm going to go with a Florence type name like that, or a Flora or something. It's like plant. So, but I just get the sense that she's concerned. If there's a concern about this house, it's a concern about the house was sold off and then she's not liking what's being done to it by the people who already have it. I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Mystic?
I don't know. There's a connection with somebody, with either, what'd you say your name is, Deanie?
Deanie.
It's a connection to you or one of your relatives right now. She's all around you, and she's very concerned about this house. And that was what she started showing me, is this house. And I see it. It's a Victorian style home, and she was very concerned about the lawn, the flowers she planted around it, and the way that the house was built, and something about it is going wrong. Something's changed. She's very upset about this house, but it has something to do with you today. It's not disconnected, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to do with you, something you need to know or understand. But if you don't know anybody with, there's nobody in your family that has a home that's more than a couple of generations in the family?
Not that I'm aware of, and all of my grandparents are deceased, and my parents, and half of my siblings.
Yeah, if you're just now getting into the family tree, you may run into this, and this may make sense to you as you do this.
There may be, if I had to guess right off the bat, just the sense of this, the way this is going, it would be that when you do this historical discovery, you're going to find what she's, I think the whole gist of this is she's wanting you to see where you come from, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a piece of family property that will be returned. And it feels like it's going to be, when you get there, this will have
now
been just kind of, it's just like it's been waiting for you to be given to you and given to the family. Mm-hmm. It'll just sort of open the door to the, you know, kind of a whole new aspect of things that you didn't know about. And I have a feeling new people will enter your life because of it.
Mm-hmm.
That are related to you that you don't know about,
what you're
that
saying
are nearby.
Makes sense. Yeah.
What's that?
What you're saying makes sense, because as you're saying this, about her finding this property coming back to the family. I mean, I'm seeing this woman as clear as day, and she like put her hands down like she relaxed when, because she was talking with her hands. You know,
mm-hmm.
And when you said that about property coming back to her, she put her hands down. So that's making sense.
Would this be
yeah,
like?
I had an uncle who was, you know, here early on in the show, I was talking about my metal detection hobby, and my uncle, Gene, was a really big time metal detectorist when it was first all starting, and he would go out and find gold. I mean, he was really good at it, and he would find the old Chinese gold caches, and he learned how to read the signs of the land, and he would go out and find the money. Well, he went back to the old family homestead from when my family first moved up near Paradise, California, and he went out there, and he was metal detecting around there, and he got this feeling about, because all that was left of the building was the chimney, and he remembered something about his mother's talking about the chimney. And he got looking around the chimney, and he reached in and he pulled a brick out, and it was loose. And he saw that it had been covered over lightly with this kind of ash that to kind of disguise it. And uh-huh. It was all caked. And when he pulled the brick off, it all popped off. And he pulled it out, and there was I think on the order of $20,000 stuffed
uh-huh.
in the chimney.
Now-
yeah.
The house next
yeah.
door to us is a really old house. It's an old farmhouse, and it's been in somebody else's family for years.
No, this is you and your family. At least that's what I pick up. This is your family.
No, with my family, beyond my grandparents, I don't even really know that much about my grandparents.
You know,
so I would know my mother's side, my father's side. You know, I actually, when I'm... have you seen that, So Who Do You Think You Are, that show on TV?
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, that got me into thinking, and I would go try looking some stuff up online, and I kept going, switching back and forth between mom's side and dad's side, you know. And the funny thing is both of the parents were named John and Anna on each side.
Really?
So that got kind of confusing, too.
You know what was funny is I started looking into my history, and I was able to trace my mother's side are all mediums. And so I found a bunch of them going back all the way to England and up into Scotland. And it was really neat. I mean, I used one of the online services to do that. But what was really neat was my father's side was much more difficult. And I found, of all things, a reference on Google Books. Just a random search, and I was trying all kinds of different patterns, and I found the entire lost history of my family on Google Books.
Oh, wow.
In one of these, I think it was in the Solano County history. It was a book on that, and it turned out there was a company that would go around making all these histories of different regions, and it was a contracting outfit, and they would go interview all the prominent families, and my family, the Almada family, was well known in Napa and Solano counties. We had farms out there, and they had huge cattle ranches, is what we did. And so they interviewed the family, and it turned out I found the whole reference back to the Azores Islands, where my dad's side were from. And it turned out that the Portuguese, although I have a Portuguese name, mm-hmm. I found out that my initial relatives landed on the island. They were Vikings who got stranded on the Azores and never left. So
oh, wow.
I'm actually a Viking.
I know my husband goes all the way back to 1500. They did some research on me. I had heard that one of my grandparents came from Poland, but. And then on the other side, that they had come from overseas too, but their name was changed. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to figure out, you know, what's going on when they change the name and everything else.
Well,
yeah, you have to find the records. And some of the records
are
destroyed.
Go ahead.
That's all I was going to say. Some of the records are destroyed. Like, I had family that came in through the Port of Houston, and for about 5 years, people could immigrate through the Port of Houston. And they cut that off where you could not do that any longer when the warehouse holding all the records burned down completely. So,
I was told I was told before that I had an ancestor that from the old country. That's all she said was that she was trying to get me some information, and she was from the old country with a thick accent. So,
well, usually when people refer to the old country, they are talking about Russia, Mother Russia. Yeah.
Because we have I heard from Germany.
Yeah, and sometimes Norway. Old Norwegians refer to the country, to Norway, as the old country, but so did Russians.
I'll have to check that out.
All right. Well, I think you've got some interesting times ahead of you, my friend. It's going to be, I would like to find out how it turns out. We always like to find out what you, how accurate we were. When you do get a chance and you do find out more, definitely get back with us and let us know.
I spoke with you quite a while ago, and we talked about my mom, and you thought that she had a house that was in the family stone, that there is that she buried something at that time. So,
well, that comes back.
This is a confirmation that you really need to be looking into your family history for some reason.
Yeah.
That's what it all sounds like it's pointing to me. What do you think, John?
If it's the same theme, and excuse me, when I do readings, I generally do it and forget about it. And so if it's coming back again like this, and we're getting the same pattern again, that's telling you to really follow up with the historical research. I mean, this is a theme, and a double reading like this, with the same coming in, and I didn't remember that we'd read before, because I don't remember this stuff. I would definitely take this as Spirit World's kicking your butt. Get in there and start researching. Yeah, they want you to look into this.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
Yep.
Can I ask one question? You got a minute? Or are we running out of time? Are finances going to get any better?
That's dependent on what you do, your choices in life, and that's been the hallmark of everyone right now. And what I'm finding is that people are going to have to tighten down even further than they ever thought they would have to. So it's going to be a challenging time for the next 6 months, I'd say, in your case, 6 months minimum. It's going to be, it will get better after that, because you're going to be making all the right choices to deal with the constriction of resource. And that's putting it mildly. But what I would just sense right off the bat is you're going to be doing some other kinds of work, or other kinds of income are going to be coming in to help take up the slack, but you're going to be working your butt off, or collective butts off as a family. Mm-hmm. So we're in a, if you really, even though, I talk about, times, may be rough, but we look at all the good things we have, it's still a depression. We're in a depression.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to say that, but that's the reality. And, the government's completely, off in the twilight zone right now, because they don't know what the hell they're doing. But we on the front line are all seeing it and watching the food thing and all that go on. And it is depression. The income situation is going to be tight for everybody. Your case, what I see is you're pretty inventive and you're pretty creative. So I think you're going to be okay, but you're going to be doing double time.
We have two young adults at home too. So that's kind of been strapping us.
I would tend to think that they are going to be having to pull their own weight and help throw into the family pot. That's kind of the sense I would get, is that it's going to take everybody pulling together and doing, that it's like in my family situation here. I stayed home when I could have gone out and gotten an apartment and be living the happy life. I'm here dealing with the situation we have and throwing money into the ranch and working on things.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking with it. And, next weekend I'm going to be out plowing, putting in potatoes and, getting my hands dirty and, getting in the earth again and growing food. And because it's, you can see what's going to happen. So you strike me as incredibly practical. and you see things as they are, not as you wish them to be. So, I think you're going to be okay because your head's in the right place. You just have to get the rest of the people to be in that same place with you. That's the trick.
Right, especially my oldest.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're going to have a hard introduction to reality, but I think they'll come around. As far as the type of businesses and things that you're going to get into and that kind of thing, I think you're pretty creative and you will come up with some answers that'll work for you. But it's going to be a hard road, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be a butt kicker, and some of it won't work right off the bat. But
yeah.
You find the right answers. And more importantly, the right networking to be able to network with people that can help you and get help through the community, each helping each other through this. That's where the future is going to be, is the local community helping each other and not depending on the system. So just major hint to the wise, the spirit world is really pushing us to get back to local regionalism and not depending on the system.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sense that with you. So.
We're doing some gardening and stuff, too.
Yeah, you're going to be doing a lot more of that.
Oh, I'm already using it. I used to can and do all that stuff, so.
Well, welcome
to
the new world. We're doing that all over again, and it's definitely not the Waltons, but it's going to be, people are going to be pulling together closer, and it'll be old-time family values coming back because that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you know what? We need it, though, too.
What's that?
I said we need it, though, too. You know, everybody needs that old-time value back.
I fully agree with it. I think that despite the tilt towards, everything being self-centered and people being selfish in their own way, I think it's going to be a case of we're all looking out for one another and
mm-hmm.
looking out for our neighbors and getting to know them, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're on the right track, but be ready for a tight stretch there. But you can do it.
Yep.
You'll just fine.
Okay.
Well,
thanks, guys. You guys have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Well, I think she's got a bright future ahead of her.
I think she has something coming.
I do see two callers out there, a 716 and a Running Waters, and they don't have their hand up. So I'm not sure I'm going to answer it right off the bat until I see hands come up here. So we've got about 23 minutes remaining in the show. If we do a couple more readings, it'll be one question. Okay, a hand came up. Oh, my goodness. Wait, well, when you point out about the hand, suddenly they jump in. So I think Running Waters is the one who was asking us about the stuff we do on the show. So here's Running Waters. Yes. Hello, Running Waters.
Hi. I forgot to put my hand up.
Say again?
I forgot to put my hand up. I was so engrossed listening to the previous caller about family history, and I just forgot to press the number one button.
Oh, no problem. That's what my job is. I'm supposed to sit there and go, well, I see you out there. Did you, hey, Shaggy, does she want a reading or not?
Okay.
So what's your name, by the
way? My name is Faith.
Faith?
Yes, Faith.
That's a beautiful
I have been to your to this show. I have you on my favorites list. But that has been over a year ago, because I don't log in Blog Talk Radio that much, so I decided, okay, I want to listen tonight. So I just came in and said, okay, you were doing readings, whatever. Hello. Okay, so how are we going to do this? I have no idea how you guys play.
All right, so you called me for a reason, and I saw you asking questions about, like, the ovulus and stuff in the chat room and all that, so I'll give you just the short 10-cent tour. What we do here is we're able to do, and I don't think we're going to do this tonight with the Shack Hack and that kind of thing. A Shack Hack is a Radio Shack FM radio and AM radio that provides an audio feed source that we can then use to capture spirit voices. And we've gotten pretty good at it. And we're able to do that. And in fact, I mean, if you want...
I remember.
Tomorrow
night, Sorry.
Yeah.
I remember you. You were, I emailed you about it because I wanted to find out if there are really spirits like around me. I remember. Okay, that's why you were on my favorite list. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. So we do that, and then in the past year since you were on or listening to me last, we've done a lot more mediumship, where I'm doing just on-the-air readings and just off-the-cuff stuff, like, you know, what you've been listening to. So we do a little bit of that, and then we do and tomorrow I am going to go ahead and do a show tomorrow night, by the way.
Okay.
So we'll do some more of that tomorrow night. We'll actually get on and do some of that, some of the spirit voices and do interpretations and all that, and have a great time with that. So I'll go ahead and book a couple hours tomorrow night,
all
about
right.
9 o'clock.
That sounds
so
cool.
We'll do that. But we also do games where we'll do psychic games, and I'll pick items off the shelf. I'll pick something up off the shelf in front of me. I generally will put about 3 or 4 items I randomly pick around the house and put them in, and then I start trying to send vibrations to you guys and see how many of you pick up on what I've got in my hand and what color it is.
That
so we play
fun.
These games to help develop your abilities. And then I have some of you guys try to send to me, and occasionally I get it right once in a while. So
okay.
we kind of push the envelope there and have a lot of fun with it, and we just love doing it. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Now, I get with you, I'm getting with you, there's a guy. guy.
Okay.
That's like, he's kind of a goofball. And,
uh-huh.
And he's kind of interested in you. And he doesn't know quite how to say he's interested. I don't know what this is about. I don't know if you're in a relationship already or what, but this guy is out there. Okay?
Yes. I am in a relationship already. But I don't know who the goofball is. My boyfriend is kind of like a serious one.
You've got a lot of noise in the background, so I'm not hearing you too good. Could you? I don't know if you could change where you're at, but you've got like a big windy noise in the background. Sounds like somebody's mowing a lawn.
I don't know. I'm on the headset right now, so I don't know.
Oh, that sounded better. Whatever you just did, it sounded better when it dropped down. So you're on the headset, but so your boyfriend, you do have a boyfriend, right?
I do have a boyfriend, yes.
Well, who's this guy? Is your boyfriend a goofball?
Not that I've seen him do anything goofy.
Okay, so. Well, you're gonna have it. Let's put it this way. You've got a secret admirer, and you're going to have to kind of let him down gentle, okay? He's kind of got his eye. He turns into a puppy dog when you go by, okay? So I just get this vibe, and he just turns to butter. But you're already taken, so you're going to have to just be gentle with the poor boy. I mean, come on. He just thinks you're the cat's meow, and you are, but. You're somebody else's cat's meow. So
it's probably
that's out there, and I'm sure your boyfriend's going, "What? Who is this guy?" It's not your fault. Hell, you're just walking around going, "Hey, I just like doing it. Hey, Shaggy." The other thing I get with you is why do I see a ring? There's jewelry.
I'm not
jewelry.
Wearing. Yeah, okay. I'm not wearing any jewelry right now, but...
Well, I got a ring. I saw a ring, but I don't... You know, of course, it's an easy catch here, considering that, you know, today was a big wedding of a couple of these upstarts in England. They just, you know, happened. I happen to know, by the way, I just want everybody to know, I happen to know they were in Vegas and got married 1 week before. No one knows that they came here and were married by Elvis. But you got it from me. I just happen to know, though, you know, just these two, you've never heard of them. They're just this princess thing. But in your case, this whole ring thing, I don't know that it's so much a marriage thing for you, but what I do get is that there's some sort of a jewelry thing going on with you. I don't know. Do you design jewelry, or are you handling it, or are you doing something with it?
No, not right now, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would sense that it's going to make an appearance in your life rather soon.
Okay.
I hazard the guess. I'm not going to put your boyfriend in a spot of, oh God, I got to produce a ring now and get on one knee. But I have a feeling that something is going to appear in your life with, regarding jewelry with a ring. So
I broke up with my boyfriend last March, but right after I broke up with him, I kept hearing the words. Not like the sound, but the words wedding bell. And then it confused me because I just broke up with him, but then we got back together 2 weeks later. So I don't know if that would tie up to something that you just said tonight to me, which is, you know, a ring. But I have been getting, I don't know, I met my boyfriend in a really, really weird prophetic way, so to speak, because I tend to hear things myself which don't make any sense until it happens. So if that ring has something to do with the marriage or whatever, or the wedding bells that I kept hearing after I broke up with him, then maybe. I don't want to put him. Yeah.
Yeah. This is all starting to make sense now, because what I got earlier about the goofball thing, it's one and the same, and he's basically a big friggin' goofball, and he's trying to figure out how to deal with all this, and he's completely turned into a nut. He's totally nuts right now. You do know this. He's completely insane, and he's trying to figure out how to deal with this whole thing, and he's like, and I'm laughing. The poor guy. I mean, he's really a nice guy. I mean, he's got his heart in the right place, but right now he's completely insane, and you just have to put up with him. And you'll eventually do the right thing and get on bended knee and all that stuff. And you're going to be going, oh, my God. And all you have to do is say yes. Here it is. All you have to do is say yes. Just say yes. Okay.
I'm going to have to call you when it happens and keep you updated.
Yeah, I just get the feeling I don't think it's quite happened yet that he's got all this stuff, but
yeah,
the wheels are in motion and it's on his mind, and you know he doesn't want to lose you again. So I think that there's a real connection there that you're going to be, you two will be around for a while. You know, yeah. I see you getting old together. You know, doing the whole age thing, the arthritis. You know, you propping up his feet, rubbing his knee. The whole thing.
Getting old together.
Right, honey, how can you do it? Oh, you remember that ring? Remember that guy on Blog Talk Radio? Yeah, they're still in business. Okay, yeah, I remember that. That psychic, yeah, he's a great guy. Okay. Thank God that psychic got us together. I can just see it now. Oh God. Anyway, I think you've got. You're a real sweetheart. You know that. You've just got a great spirit. You make people laugh. You do know this.
Probably. I don't know.
I totally turned you to a puddle of mud, didn't I?
I just can't stop laughing. I don't know why, with the energy going on right now. So.
Well, what I do know is this. There's one other thing. You did say something very revealing. You are very gifted. You do know that too, right?
Yes.
You're very mediumistic, and you said you were clairaudient, which is hearing spirits, and you hear things.
Yeah.
It's something that you can develop, and you have a very light energy with you, and it's very, very beautiful and sweet.
Awesome.
And you could read people like no tomorrow. So I, if you ever decide to go into that, you would be really, really good at it, and I just sense that it would be a good direction for you.
Yeah.
And you're willing to be wrong, which is a big thing in mediumship, is the ability to go out there and just throw yourself to the wind and say, here you go, you know, that's all I'm getting. And because a lot of the time we get it wrong because we don't interpret what spirit says quite right. But you are pretty accurate. You seem to have this thing, and you can actually hear them.
Yeah.
You know, you're hearing them. You're hearing the words being said, and that's a very unique gift, and it's very, very special. So. I just see you going some neat places there, my sweet.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. I have actually been trying to. I did experience a very traumatic event like a few years back, which it really forced me to close my gifts and don't really want to deal with it anymore. But I felt like it was coming back. It's probably because I really was meant to have it. So it's only now that I'm starting to fully embrace them and actually try to use them. Probably not to give readings, but in with my field, probably just, I don't know, talking to people and just knowing what it is that they need to hear, I guess.
Well, I sense that you are, down the road, when you're a little bit older, and you've had some more mileage on your on the body there and your mind, and you've grown in some new ways, that you will find that you will be doing some of these things. And so, but yeah, you're doing it now for fun, and it's you're doing it for practical reasons, and there's no money involved in none of that, and and just go with it. When the time is right, you will be doing this, and you'll be helping people in ways that you don't understand quite now, or you don't envision yourself. If somebody had told me that I would be doing this, what I'm right now with you, 5 years ago, I would have told you were completely off your rocker. I couldn't get on the radio and talk in front of all these people. Are you in the thing? I wouldn't know what to say. And it's here I am. You know, and I've got two radio studios, and I can't wait to get on the microphone. So I sense you're going to help people, and it's going to be something really good for you. And when the energy comes through you, it's just going to make you more you than you ever could possibly imagine. So you've got a great flowering that's going to go on in your life, and it would be 5 to 10 years down the road. I would see an amazing transformation in you. But you're going through the stuff right now where you're building your life and setting the foundation in motion. And then when 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, this other stuff's going to start happening, whether you want it to or not, because they got this plan for you. You have no choice. They have you. You didn't. They want experiments on you. You know this. Do you understand this? Yes. So I just think you're going to have a lot of fun with it. But just enjoy it and just take it at your own pace. You know. But honestly, I see you being a very competent, very capable medium, and you've got it in you. And it comes in you. By the way, your family history is rife with this. You do know this. So, it's not.
Yes.
This is not new, right?
Yes, but they probably didn't expect that it was as powerful as I have it. I could actually, before I could allow myself, like a spirit, to enter my body and use my body before. But I no longer do that because it's very, very tiring for me, and my family did not understand it at all. So I was okay.
Well, guess what? Well, I think you're going to do just fine, and get some. If you do find that you're getting a little scared of things, or you find that you need some more information, don't be afraid to go get a teacher. You know, go get some and go hang out with people who know what they're doing, and can show you some of the ropes and things that you don't know quite about yet. And then that'll help you be way better than you are now. It'll give you a foundation and an understanding of why the spirit world does what it does and all these things. So I do just get that feel for you. But honestly, you really, I don't see too many folks like you come along. You've got the right, it just is like a light with you. You've just got a light around you, and it's very special. And you really are going to help people. And I just see that a big thing for you.
Yeah.
So, go get them, kid. Okay.
Thank
when
you.
He gets on bended knee, you got to call us and tell us, okay?
I will. Definitely.
Okay, sweetie. All right, God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Okay. Take care.
You were awesome.
That was great. I did you sense that with her, the powerful mediumship with her?
Yeah, I sensed that she had some really strong... a strong gift, whether it be mediumship or but somehow, you know.
What in the heck is that?
I don't know. It's not mine.
Oh, I just clicked it off. I think she was still on, and I think she's still on. I think her computer was doing something. Anyway, keep going.
Oh, just what I was saying, I felt she had a very strong psychic gift of some kind. I also saw a lot of family around her, a lot of women,
Yeah.
And like they really work well together. It was very interesting. It was a very nice feel, around her.
Yeah, she had a sweet energy. I honestly really think it is a mediumship thing. When she revealed she had a clear audience, I was like, oh my God, she's gifted. And then I tuned in more, and I'm going, oh my God, she's got a big future. Something. Oh, she's got auto music. Anyway, I think you're right on. I think it's definitely a family connection, and the women are much more attuned to it than the men are. Just like in my family. Yeah, except I grew up, you know, in my case it was a bunch of the boys started showing up with it. I'm not the only one I'm not the only kook in the family. There's plenty of us. I'm only the one on the air doing this stuff. But one of my cousins in Montana is just coming of age with this, and I'm actually guiding my cousin in his development of his mediumship, and he sees spirits and he does all this stuff, and it's really cool. So yeah, it's kind of neat to do that and help an actual family member who's going through this now and going through all the same stuff I did at the same age. I mean, it started for me at 28, and you know, when it really started kicking in full force, and here he is calling me up the other day and going, oh my God. So if he's listening right now, he's going to kill me.
Hey, I have a thing for you.
What's that?
We have been doing psychometry in the room, Dan, they're good. They're really good, and we picked
I know. This audience is always awesome when they come here and do this.
Yeah, and Ethereal and I picked up really quickly on Cherry's thing that she was sending, although she's picking up on someone that we haven't identified yet. She's seen something very specific. However, Ethereal really, I mean, it was hard because I have something that I guess is kind of hard to pick up. But it's a simple thing. It's a very simple item. And Ethereal finally picked up that it was a bottle and it has a long neck, but hasn't picked up the other qualities about this bottle with a long neck that I'm holding, and it has some very specific qualities. You want to try it?
We got 3 minutes. I'll give it my best shot in 1 minute. There's two objects is what you're saying?
No, it's just one object, and it's a bottle with a long neck. Ethereal got that much, but there's a couple of other very specific qualities about this bottle that no one's picked up on yet.
Is there something in the bottle?
No, it's an empty bottle, just an empty bottle.
It's an empty bottle? All right. Would it have an engraving on it, as such as a shape, a specific shape that's engraved into the glass?
No, it's not engraved into the glass, but the glass is a very specific shape. I mean, the bottle itself is a very specific shape.
Okay. Boy, I'm drawing a blank on this one. That was like a shifting gears. I'm going, work. I'm still flipping the clutch in. Let me see here. I'm going to try real hard. I'm just going to say that the shape is kind of an S shape. I get two curves, kind of an S SE type shape, and it's something to do with the cap. The there's like a cap or something that pops on.
You're good with the cap. The cap is a very unusual color, but the bottle's not an S shape. But the cap is a very unusual color. So, yeah. Now, Running Water's got the and that's the girl that was just on, right?
Yeah.
On the phone. Yeah, she got the color. It's green. It's a very dark, brilliant green, kind of a little lighter than emerald, but it's a dark green. But it's a very specific shape, and the cap is very unusual. So you really did good picking up on the cap. I didn't think anyone would get that at all.
Well, I think what it was, the curves was, I think the curves was your shapely body. Yes. So I had to dig out of that one somehow. Well, hey, guys, we've got about a minute 20 seconds left, and, you know, I'll go ahead and start closing it down. If you do want to stay in and continue in the chat room, feel free to keep going with this, because it's an interesting thing. But I'm going to go ahead and start winding it down. We've got Cherry Thorne, who was just on, and Daniel Adam. Dan is our co-pilot tonight, and succeeded in from not getting burned when we started the engines up to light the show up. Ethereal Noesis is here with us. We got guest 1314333. You're from France. Luxie is here. Miss T, hello, my dear. Good to see you again. I remember I've seen you before. Mother Jerry is here. Mystic Shava is my co-host, and we are both the two orange sherberts in the room. And we have Running Waters. Oh, Running Waters was the one that was just on. Sorry, I had Cherries out there, and she's probably going, what the hell? I wasn't on. That guy's crazy. And so we want to thank you all. It's 30 seconds out from the end of the show. Tomorrow we're going to be on, I think I'm going to go between 9 to 9:30 p.m. Pacific time. We are going to do readings with the spirit boxes. And so if you want to call in and have a couple of questions ready, think about what you want, and we'll allow a couple of questions per guest calling in. And we'll take it from there. 4 seconds remaining. Thanks a lot, Mystic, for being on with me tonight.
Thank you so much. I always have so much fun with you. It's cool.
I am really liking having you here with us. It's just, you know, we're off, but we're still on show. Everybody's starting to go out now. But yeah, it's just really neat to have you with me here. And you're a very capable medium. You do know this, and it's extremely appreciated when you call in.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, some nights I do a lot better than others. Tonight I'm just not on my A game. That's for sure.
Well, guess what? I was sitting here coughing and hacking through the whole thing, and and here I am just getting my place, the energy in this place kicking up, and it's taken some work, you know. So I know what you're saying.
I know.
Okay. Well, Hannah.
Check out my very first movie. It's pathetic, but it's just simple. You know what I mean? But see what you think.
What's it on YouTube?
No, well, yeah, I have it on my YouTube channel, but it's also on my Facebook. I posted it there.
Okay, I'll go out and look for it. It's on your wall out there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, I will do that. So, as soon as I get off here and shut the show down, and then I'll have to get on schedule for tomorrow. Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, well, I'll pop it out there and just look for it. It's going to be a 9 or 9:30, but I'll find which slot's open, and then we'll take it from there. But we'll do a couple hours, and we'll just have some fun with the different devices. And I think it would be a good idea, since you were doing the psychometry in the chat. Let's each try to send. Have you send, and I'll send, and we'll try kind of passing back and forth with some psychometry games, and we can play some of those.
Okay, wonderful. I'll pick an item to have it ready then.
Yeah, pick three or four.
What we'll do is
we'll start with colors, and then we can rotate over to the shape, and then we'll go to from the shape to the actual object, what it is. And believe me, you'll be surprised at how well they do. You saw a little indication tonight.
Awesome. All right.
Okay, my dear. Well, big hug to you and a big kiss.
Thank you. You too.
All right, sweetheart. Okay.
Right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio Soul Stream on Friday night, and we had a great time tonight. It's roughly 11:32 p.m. Pacific. A lot of wind out today here in the Sierra Nevada, and it's... It's been an interesting day. A lot of growth occurred today, and it was just a wonderful show tonight, and great readings, and the hours flew by. So anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow, and thank you for listening in, those of you on archive listening in. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I know we've been away for a while, and I know we've had some rough scheduling issues due to all the stuff going on, but we really do appreciate you guys popping in and downloading the show and listening, and we hope to see more of you out there. So with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off, and I'll do a little bit of a bumper at the end here.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
the night.